the world order as it existed at the end, for the most part, at the end of World War II, as if that was such a crowning and a glorious achievement and event that North Korea, of course, this happened in the 1950s, has to remain as North Korea, and that border and that sovereignty have to remain. No, it can, but there's no rule that says it doesn't. I say, to the crooked elitist world order, it's necessary for states like North Korea to continue to endure. But it doesn't seem as though the same powers that be have the same problem with placing into question whether or not Libya, for example, is going to endure, or whether or not Iraq, which anytime you see a straight line on the border of a country, you know that it was man-made. You know that there's no cultural history there that made it. That's especially.
Well, and to use other examples you've not heard of because the mainstream media didn't take it, there is a Catholic island in Indonesia. It's called Timor. And in the 70s, Indonesia, which is a Muslim nation, invaded it and took half the island. What did the international do to the community? Nothing. Why? Because they're just poor Catholics, so. Their island was taken away from them, and the ones who were on the Muslim side of the border, they were viciously and brutally persecuted, and no one did anything. Why? It's the Catholic nation, no oil there or anything. The war in Syria has a lot to do with the fact that Oman and the Gulf states want a gas pipeline that goes through Turkey, yep. Syria and Turkey, and Iran wants one that goes through Iraq and Syria, and that means you have to control Syria. You know, a Catholic would say, let Syria stand and let him sign agreements to allow both pipelines through the country and everyone can be at peace and make money, you know? Actually, if Christians ruled the world would be a lot more peaceful because we understand that people have rights. And you don't go to war. You might not like Assad, but you don't kill 2 million people in a civil war because you don't like him. And you don't supply arms to people. You know, Obama was so desperate to overthrow him that he was giving weapons to Al-Qaeda.
Still is.
Funneling him through Libya. That's why the ambassador in Libya, the consul there, was murdered. He knew it was going to go on, and he was going to leak it, so they murdered him.